listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the danger of calling God a liar. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, where we read this. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Now, those inspired words from the Apostle John are easy to understand, but they're hard to receive. When we refuse to believe in Jesus, we reject the testimony God gave to us about his Son. Therefore, if we refuse to believe in Jesus, we call God a liar. Now, not many people think that they would ever call God a liar to his face, but John tells us that this is actually what they are doing. You see, here John exposed the great sin of unbelief. The word used for believe here has the sense of to trust in, rely on, and to cling to. Most people who refuse to believe God in the full understanding of the word, they don't intend to call God a liar, but they still do it. The great English preacher Charles Spurgeon said, "The great sin of not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is often spoken of very lightly, and in a very trifling spirit, as though it was scarcely any sin at all. Yet, according to my text, and indeed according to the whole tenor of the scriptures, unbelief is calling God a liar. And what can be worse?" You know, these days it's common for someone to say, "Well, I want to believe, but I can't." It would be more honest for that person to say, "I will not believe." You see, unbelief is our fault. It isn't our misfortune. It's a disease, but it's also a crime. Your unbelief may make you miserable, but rightly so, because you are calling the God of truth a liar. Other people may say, "Well, I will try to believe, and I'll keep on trying." But do you understand that's a terrible thing? To try to believe God? If I made a statement and somebody answered, "I don't believe you, I'd like to believe you, and I'm really trying to believe you, but I'm not there yet," what would that person mean by that? Well, he must mean that I am so untrustworthy, that I am such a confirmed liar, that even though he wants to believe me, he can't. Even with all the effort he can make in my favor, it's still beyond his ability to believe me. When someone says, "I'm trying to believe God," isn't that saying the same thing? There is no passage in the Bible that says, "Try and believe." It merely says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He has proved it by his miracles. He died to save sinners. Therefore, trust Jesus." Jesus Christ deserves your total trust and even your childlike confidence. Now, will you refuse to give Jesus these things? Please, don't be guilty of calling God a liar. None of us wants to do that. So, trust God today. Let God speak to you through his word, and then believe what he says to you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.